Hey there. Do you mind if I come in, Tiger? Yes, you. I don't see anyone else in the doorway. In fact, I know that you're the only one home. If it helps, I'm here acting as the official representative from my college. I'm not that young. I'm a junior. I could theoretically graduate next year. But the school likes to make special arrangements with certain students of theirs. Just like I want to make a special arrangement with you to come to our school. Let's just step inside your house, though, real quick. You aren't afraid of being alone with a cute girl, are you? Good. Now, I know we've sent you a lot of packets from our college, and yes, that one. And I don't think I liked the tone in your voice when you said that. Who am I kidding? We've got a great athletics program. Really, really great, actually. Our sports program brings in a ton of money to the school. We have multiple players that go on to professional teams each year, and we have a lot of devoted fans and rich alumni that keep donating money as long as we keep winning. Lots and lots of money. We're also kind of known as a party school. Between that and the jocks, that's why I decided to go. That, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do for a career. And our college is a great place to go if you have no clue what you're doing. You'll be surrounded by people just like you. Except not like you. You're smart. You've already been accepted to a lot of schools. You've even got some scholarship and financial aid offers. But I'm here to convince you to come to our university. Our programs don't have the same prestige of some of the schools that you're looking at. In fact, we're barely holding on to some of our accreditations, I think. And our overall academic ranking is pretty awful. If it goes much further south, our athletic programs will be suspended. I guess in recent years, they kind of let the academic program slip. So honestly, my school is in danger of being suspended both academically and athletically, which would be tragic financially to them. But that's where guys like you come in. You become students and drive our ranking up. We also get you to tutor some of the especially dumb jocks or help raise their grades in more creative ways. But in return, you get a full ride scholarship. Tuition, books, room, and board, it's all covered. Even some spending money if you don't mind taking in cash. And if you're worried about getting a good job after you graduate with a degree from our school, well, like I said before, we have a lot of successful alumni out there who are just fans of the sports program. You won't have trouble finding a great, well-paying job when you graduate debt-free. You actually may graduate with more money than you started with. But I've prepared a special little folder here for you that goes over the full offer and, well, let's say, more explicit details. Now, if you open it up, on top there is the formal offer of the scholarship and other financial aid. And there's also some brochures on the university experience and dining hall options and all of that. But if you'll flip to the back. Yeah. There. Yep. That's a naked picture of me. The rest of the packet is basically nothing but me and a lot of school spirit. But since school spirit is an intangible asset, it in no way gets in the way of you seeing my tangible assets. You see, I've racked up a lot of debt at school. I guess I never took the time to figure out how expensive college was. But the school can take care of that. The debt can be gone, and I can have a decent job waiting for me in a few years. Like 4 years, or however long it takes for you to graduate. Because your future college isn't just offering you naughty pictures of me. They're offering you, well, me. That's right, Tiger. I get to be your exclusive girl the entire time you're at our college. I'll either delay my graduation or just hang around afterward to keep your bed warm. I'll take a minimum number of classes so I can focus on being your girlfriend. You'll have a nice big dorm room that I can stay in, or I can just visit you whenever you want. It's up to you. It's not just any smart guy that they do this for. Oh, sure, they may drop hints at the other nerds and even make things happen at parties for them. There's a pool of very pretty and very indebted girls to pull from. But you get me all to yourself. Or if not me, you can choose from a bunch of the other girls. But then I don't get my loans taken care of, or some bad grades, or my future job. So trust me, I'm very motivated to motivate you. If you don't sign the acceptance letter in that packet and specifically choose me, then I'm pretty much screwed. As it was, I was already desperate enough that I offered to sleep with a professor for a passing grade. When I got pulled into the dean's office, I was pretty sure I was gonna get expelled. Instead, well, here I am. And it's a good thing I didn't get expelled. I already got the school mascot tattooed on my... Well, you can see for yourself in this picture. Or you could see for yourself in person. All you have to do is sign this acceptance letter. Then you get full tuition and a really nice dorm room with its own bathroom and its own girl. Then we both graduate and get guaranteed awesome jobs, and neither of us owes anything to some stupid bank. You've been so busy getting good grades throughout school that probably didn't leave you much time for a social life, or for a girlfriend, or for losing your virginity. I'm right, aren't I? You've gone 18 years without sex. But if you sign that piece of paper, you can get at least 4 years worth of as much sex as you want. I can make your every fantasy come true. Do you want to see that tattoo? Or even better, would you like to see all the parts of my skin that aren't tattoo? You can get to know every single inch of my body. We'll have lots of time over the next 4 years if you'll just sign that letter. I really do want you to sign it. Not just because of my debt, but they let me read your information. You're a nice guy, and I'm kind of known for attracting not-so-nice guys and letting them hang around. It's not like I've had a lot of boyfriends or lovers, but something tells me that you would be the best. Which isn't saying much, I guess. My finances and grades aren't the only thing I screwed up in my life. The school would take care of my finances and some of my grades. Maybe you could tutor me as I retake other classes, or take new ones. And you could teach me what a good relationship should be like. Do you want to see that tattoo then? Or anything else that might be under this dress? Pictures in a recruitment packet can only say so much. You really have to see things in person and experience them for yourself. If you see our campus, I'm sure you'd fall in love with it. And if you see me naked in person, well, you don't have to fall in love with me. Just my body. That's good enough for me. Well, there goes the dress. I have to admit to being a little nervous at taking it off in front of you. Like I said, I haven't had too many lovers, even with the offer I made my teacher and exploring stuff at school. I'm usually a little drunk when I get this far. But don't be mistaken, I want to do this. My grades have made me realize I haven't had my priorities straight the last few years. Not with school. Not with the boys I've seen. This is my big chance to get things back on the right track. You don't even need to sign right now. All it takes is your word that you'll sign it, and I'll let you fuck me. I've researched you well enough to know that I can trust you if I let you fuck me. Except you don't look like the fuck type. Even with a strange girl you never met, I think it would be making love all the way. I've been fucked enough times, but I don't think I've ever been made love to. You do want to make love to me, don't you? I can see it in your eyes and your pants. But I'd much rather see it out of your pants. So let's get that shirt off. You won't mind if I take it off, will you? You can tell me to stop and I will, no matter how much I need this. Or I could toss your shirt aside and undo your pants and let them fall right onto the floor. No, let me help you step out of them. Don't fall. Unless you want to fall over on top of me. And now the underwear. Oh, you look so nervous. Is it that a girl is finally going to see your cock? Or that you're about to do a lot more with it than just let me see it? Maybe it's the idea of committing to a college you never considered. Well, I promise you'll never regret the decision. Do you want to make love to me right here on the floor? Or there's a handy couch nearby. But let's do this right for your first time. For our first time as a couple. We should go to your bedroom and get into your bed. Here, take my hand. You aren't coming with me. But we're already naked, and you're hard, and I'm wet, and... Oh, you're signing the letter. You didn't have to do that right now. I was being truthful when I said I trusted you. Huh. You wouldn't let me sleep with you unless you meant to take me up on the school's offer. It's actually kind of sweet that you'd sign it now. Now, put down that pen and take my hand. My hand is so much warmer and softer than that pen, and I can promise you all kinds of warm and soft things to touch. Just lead me to your room. It's a small house, so it can't be too far. Here we are. This is nice, actually. But your dorm room will actually be much bigger. And you'll have your own bathroom that you won't have to share with your entire family. But best of all, you'll have me. At least I hope that's best of all. Oh, and you'll have a lovely king-size bed. Not that there's anything wrong with the one you have now. It's all you've ever needed until this point. But you'll definitely need something bigger for the next few years. Just for sex, if you want. Or if you want me to cuddle with you all night. And maybe wake you up in some sexy ways. But that's in our future. Right now, it's just you and the naked girl lying enticingly on your bed, ready to make love with you. I'm yours for the next 4 years, or even longer if you want to take longer to graduate. The school would like that. I think I would, too. But what I'd really like is for you to join me on this bed. Or, more precisely, for you to get on top of me on this bed. Don't worry. I know you're nervous with this being your first time, but I won't judge you for your sexual experience if you don't judge me on mine. Just climb on top of me. Or we can try a different position. Doggy style, me on top, or lots of other stuff. It's all up to you. But you strike me as the kind of boy to want to have your body lined up with a girl your first time. With as much skin-to-skin contact as possible. And your face looking down into hers. And her face looking adoringly back into yours. Well, I can do that. Here, I'll help you. Just put your hands on either side of me, and your legs together between mine. Kind of like you're doing a push-up, but there's a cute naked girl under you. And you don't need to keep holding yourself up either. I'm here to be covered by you. There. That was the hard part. Now your cock is just a few inches away from being inside its first pussy. My pussy. The pussy that'll be exclusively yours for the next 4 years, at least. Assuming you want me that long. But I'll do my best to keep you interested. Let me help you with this next part. Trying to get it in can seem so intimidating, I'm sure, when you're new and nervous. But I know just where it goes. I can put my hand around it and guide it closer to me. That wetness on the tip of your cock. That's me. I can rub the head of your cock over me to give you a feel for me, to make me even wetter. See how wet I'm getting? I am pushing you into me right now, just a little bit. You're feeling more and more wetness around the head of your cock. Now, you do the rest, okay? You just need to push forward. You can go as fast or as slow as you want. There's no pesky virginity to get in your way. Just hot, wet girl waiting to surround you and welcome you inside. Wait. Do you mind if I put my arms around you? That might help. Okay, let's go. You're doing it. Slowly, too. Slow is nice. But you want to relish this moment, don't you? It's not going to be a race to orgasm with you. You want to enjoy it all, just like I do. But keep going. Don't stop. You're going deeper and deeper. Opening me up as you slide into your first pussy. Until you're all the way in. We're doing it, Tiger. You're having sex. And you're not letting this being your first time make you all fast or nervous or about to explode on me already. Which is just fine with me under the circumstances. We will take this at your pace. And that pace, that pace will become mine. Don't look at me for approval as you start moving. I mean, you have it. You're doing really good so far, but I'm here for your enjoyment and not the other way around. Make this moment what you want it to be. Except you seem to like it really slow and tender, which makes you different from every other guy I've had before. You're gonna spoil me for other men, which is just fine with me. They were never that good to begin with. Now, this is where my having a little bit of prior experience works to your benefit. I know how to move with you to make it better for both of us. And I know other tricks too. I won't show them all to you today, though. A girl's gotta have some secrets, and I've gotta keep you interested for a few more years here. But I can definitely make this time very memorable for you. Yeah, faster is okay, Tiger. You don't have to ask, but I love that you do. And I love it now that you're actually going faster. You're not as muscular or as athletic as a jock, but that doesn't mean you aren't good in bed. If anything, it seems to make you better. You're not full of as much energy or anger or lust as the typical jock I've known as. But you fill me up just as nicely. Oh yeah, keep going, Tiger. I was so afraid when I knocked on your door. I was afraid that you would turn me down. I was afraid that you wouldn't, but that you'd turn out to be some person I had to present to have chemistry with. But you're not. I can definitely enjoy this. The entire sex thing and being your girl. The next 4 years are gonna be so much more fun than I'd ever hoped. Oh god, you. Not just when I want you to go faster. You're more in tune with my body than any guy has been or tried to be in the past. Maybe it's because you're so smart, but I think it's because you actually care. Even if it's about some silly girl that almost ruined her life in college. But things are turning around, thanks to you. You'll be my savior, my tutor, my lover. You're also gonna make me come. Here I was, all prepared for days to fake a really good orgasm for this, but I don't have to. Even with your nervousness and mine and my best luck with boys, you're making it happen. You're making a lot of things happen. But let's focus on the orgasm for now, shall we? Because it's gonna be incredible. But I want it to be right when you come with me. When you come in me. It's okay to do so. The university took care of that. You'll be the first boy to come inside me too. But then again, you're somehow the first boy I trust enough to let that happen. To want to let that happen. Your come inside me isn't something to be taken care of or scared of, but to be desired. I know it's safe with you. In every meaning of the word. You're holding back for me now, aren't you? We're both so close. But you don't want to finish before I do. And leave me hanging. That's so sweet. It just adds to the passion I feel. I'm so close now, so it's okay to let go. Your orgasm will trigger mine at this point. But if you need some extra prompting, right about now. Oh god, you're coming, I'm coming, you're coming, we're coming. It's like I can feel every drop inside me. Fills me, and feel your pleasure as intensely as mine. Please keep coming. Give me all your gum. Sure hope you don't regret signing that letter now. But you sure don't look like you regret anything right now. Neither do I. Maybe some of the things that got me into this position, but not where I'm at right now. Which is specifically lying under your warm, wonderful body. Your cock buried inside me. I can I can stay here as long as you need me. This entire last semester is kind of a write-off at school anyway. Then I can go back to campus and start preparing your room. Getting it ready. Maybe our room, if you want to keep me around that much. Both it and I will be ready for you when you arrive. Or the campus will pay for me to visit you before then. Whenever you want. Just to keep you properly motivated for your future academic life. But personally, I'm more motivated for your romantic life. Not that I expect you to fall for me. Not for the girl who isn't maybe as smart as you or, yeah, has done plenty of things, stupid things with her life. Like falling for the wrong guys. But I can change. In fact, I'm pretty sure the next guy I fall for will be the right one.